Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Greg Kidd at the Al Smith dinner last night. He crushed it. It was really, really funny. I mean, the guy's good. He's really good. And Kamala Harris made a huge, huge mistake by not being part of it last night. I just don't understand how the campaign could be that stupid. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is Friday. What a show it has been for you today. In a few minutes, I'm going to chat with my buddy Linda Kearns about protectthevote.com. And we got to protect that vote, no doubt about it. It is essential for us to do. And we'll find out the latest on all the goings-on that are happening in Pennsylvania. Before I get to Linda, I just want to mention, I want to remind you, of course, the Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VeneriaDental.com. I just wanted to remind you that early voting is coming to an end soon. So make sure that you get your stuff together. That's why Elon was in Pennsylvania yesterday, as we talked about earlier in the show, and not there to do a crypto scam. Anyway, all right. So let me welcome to the show my great friend, Linda Kearns. She is the woman who is crushing it with protectthevote.com here in Pennsylvania, and she needs your help. Protectthevote.com. Oh, before I get to Linda, Friday, December 20th, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show. Linda Kearns, you know, when this is all over, you got to join us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for one of the broadcasts, because I think you are definitely going to need some relaxation, some peace of quiet, a little fresh salt air, you know what I mean?
Well, Rich Cioli, my mother is so excited when I'm on your show. And I say, well, Mom, I think it's because I represent President Trump. And she says, oh, yeah, you're a lawyer. But Rich is on the radio and on Fox News.
I actually think
she'll be joining you in Cape May. I think you're going to take my place at the Thanksgiving table because you're Rich Cioli. So,
well, I guess this is a good time to shamelessly plug and let your mom know I'll be on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night. So, you know, she can tune in or DVR it either way.
Well, I told my mom I've been on Fox News, and she said, yeah, but you're only on for segments. Rich is on for the whole show.
That's funny. Well, I got bumped yesterday. My buddy Dana Perino had to bump me because of the Israel news. But, you know, that happens. Like, it happened. What are you going to do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rich, we are getting down to the wire, and I need the voters to, first of all, make sure they are registered. If you're not sure, go to swampthevote.com. We have it all set up. The RNC has it all set up so you can check your registration. So please, the final date is Monday, the 21st. So we need everyone registered. If you're in doubt, go and make sure that you're registered.
Okay.
So that's number one. Can your listeners do that for me?
Yes. Yes, we can. Make sure you're registered. Number one. Okay. Yes.
Number two, protectthevote.com. That's where we are soliciting volunteers, and we still need volunteers. Additionally, some of your listeners might have heard that some voters are unfortunately getting these letters that are intimidating or telling them not to vote for President Trump. What we're asking everyone to do is first report it to your local law enforcement. Our First Amendment in this country, we expect robust, vigorous debate. That's what we want. That's what our founders intended. There should be no threats, intimidation, force, violence. That has no place in democracy. The RNC is on it. We are cooperating with federal, state, and local authorities. I would like all the voters to, if they receive anything like that, if they're the victim of anything like that, report to your local law enforcement and then let us know, protectthevote.com. You can log on and you can report that to us because we're gathering all that information because we want our voters to feel secure in this election.
Good, because, yeah, a lot of people have brought this to my attention. These letters are very intimidating and flat out threatening. And do we have any sense of who might be behind this yet?
We do not, but we're cooperating with the authorities. We're asking people, if you do get a letter, put it in a Ziploc bag, because that way, if there's any fingerprints on it, the law enforcement can get those fingerprints or any other data off them. So, no, that is terrible. There's absolutely undividedly no place for that.
Okay, very good. All right, what's the third request?
So the other thing is, I know that there's been problems with some mail ballots. It's very frustrating. These mail ballots are, some of them are arriving stuck shut. I can't understand why. I don't believe this whole it's the humidity thing, because my mortgage bill came and it wasn't stuck shut.
Right.
Neither was my phone bill and neither was my Visa bill. So I don't know.
Also, it's Pennsylvania in the fall. It's not freaking Key West in June. So the humidity is a bunch of, it's a fugazi. That's a total con.
So we're going to look into that after the election. But right now, we just want to make sure all of our voters make sure that they have their vote counted. So if you did receive one of those ballots, please go back to your Board of Election and ask for a new one so that you can vote it properly. Make sure when you vote your ballot, you fill in the circles with a black or blue pen. You then put the ballot inside the secrecy envelope, seal the secrecy envelope. Do not write on the secrecy envelope. Put the secrecy envelope in the outer envelope. Sign it, date it on the date you're actually voting. So it is going to be sometime in October. So because those mail ballots are due on October 29th. So, or the last day you can request them is October 29th. So make sure you have the right date on it. And then you can either go to your Board of Elections and hand it back in, or you can put it through the mail. But why risk it? Why not just go to the Board of Elections and just give it back to them? And some of them do ask that you put it in a drop box that's right there in the office, but that way you know it's there and it doesn't have to travel through the mail.
Okay, and do not, under any circumstances, if you get the secrecy envelope already sealed, do not open it, do not put the ballot in, do not duct tape it or scotch tape it and mail it back in. Do not do that. That's what the advice that they gave originally. It's very, very bad advice.
Rich, that's not good advice, but I realize that some people can't get back to the Board of Elections. If you're, say, you know, too far away, in that case, you do have to get that ballot back in the secrecy envelope if you want to be very, very careful and open it and with a small piece of tape. But the preferred thing to do is to bring it back to the Board of Elections and request a new one. That is absolutely the preferred thing to do, because if you put too much tape on it, it could get stuck in the machines. It could look like it was tampered with, and we just don't want that. We want our votes to count without any question whatsoever.
Okay, great. Okay, there was some question yesterday when Elon Musk was in Pennsylvania about the integrity of the voting machines. I've had a number of people on Twitter send me clips of this dialogue, this back and forth with Elon and somebody asking about this. And now I'm getting all kinds of questions around that.
Can you imagine how much of my day I deal with people put things on Twitter?
No, I can't.
I have to run them down.
No, I feel my, listen, my heart goes out to you. I don't know how you're sober right at this moment, but you know.
How do you know I am?
That's fair enough. Touche.
So we have, the RNC, we have been on this from the very beginning. That you're going to read a lot of things on Twitter. Some of them are true, some of them are not. I can assure you that we made sure that we were involved in the logic and accuracy testing of all of these machines all throughout the Commonwealth.
Good.
And I can also tell you that I am busy right now recruiting and slotting all of the lawyers that are going to be watching all the counting on Election Day. I'm also going to have a call center so that anyone who calls into our hotline will be able to have their questions answered. We're going to have poll watchers in all the polling places. Our poll watchers have been instructed on how the machines work, what to look at at the opening of the polls, what to look at the closing of the polls. So, Rich, I am never going to say everything's perfect.
No.
I am never going to say that there aren't going to be any mistakes, but I am going to tell you that we have done everything under our power to make sure that this election is as smooth as possible. And what we need is the voters to be as confident in the process as possible and get out there and cast your ballot for President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. And I think what you just said, Linda Kearns, is very important. We have to be confident, because I get every day, you know, somebody else sending me a note that they're going to steal it. Why bother? They're going to steal it. Why bother? Stop with that negativity. You have to stop with that negativity. Obviously, Donald Trump doesn't think that that's going to be an issue. He's out there working very, very hard. So you got to make sure that we'll be realistic. We'll take all the precautions and we'll be on top of it. But I'm telling you, this is not 2020, Linda Kerm. You know this. I'm saying this to you, but to anyone who's listening, this is not 2020. There are not going to be any surprises here. We're ready for this. 2020 caught everybody off guard with the mail-in ballots. ballots and the court's decision and COVID, and that's different. So where do things stand right now in the courts with litigation, with the ballots, the dates, the outer ballots, all the nonsense?
Well, right now there is you do have to date your ballot. That's what's expected of all these boards of elections, that people date their ballots. There are some cases still pending. There's one out of Philadelphia that it's now in the Commonwealth Court. So that could change, but that doesn't matter to our voters, because right. Our voters need to fill out our ballots correctly and be confident that we have teams watching this and we're ready to challenge. There's a procedure in the election code for us to challenge any ballots that we think that are not in compliance with the law. So we are on it. And, you know, Rich, I've said this on your show before. I've known Chairman Watley for years. Yeah. He came here to Philadelphia in February. We had lunch right down the street from my office. And he said, Linda, what do we need in Pennsylvania? And we talked about it. And we developed this amazing, amazing program. I mean, Rich, you were on some of my calls where you mm-hmm. helped me, you know, motivate the volunteers. You saw how many volunteers we have on our training calls. And we have just the enthusiasm you see at Donald Trump's rallies. And maybe I'll put in a plug for myself here. Remember, I did speak at a rally. You haven't, Rich. So that
I have not. And that is big.
Yeah, maybe you should mention big. Maybe my mom will invite me back to Thanksgiving dinner and boot you if I remind her.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal, Linda Kearns. I'm just saying. You know, it'd be really cool if you were putting ketchup on the fries this weekend at the McDonald's in Bucks County. But, you know, speaking at a rally is pretty cool.
The big thing, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, just the voters just they have to be confident in the fact that we've developed this just entire program, and the enthusiasm that you see at the rallies, the enthusiasm you see when people talk about Donald Trump, that's the same enthusiasm I'm getting from the volunteers. And I actually sometimes get emails, because a lot of times we do those trainings at night and then we stay on and we answer a lot of questions. And these awesome volunteers, just they write and they thank us and they say, thank you for working so hard and for doing what you're doing and answering all of our questions. So, you know, that enthusiasm is spilling over into our volunteer effort. I've never had so many emails from attorneys, so you can imagine how pleasant that is.
Yeah.
But I do have tons of people who want to help, and it just shows how much support is out there, both for President Donald J. Trump and the entire ticket, Dave McCormick, and just the principles of freedom and liberty that President Donald J. Trump represents.
And I think, too, that, you know, even the McCormick race, too. I mean, this is a tight race, so much so now that the Lester Casey is actually putting an ad out saying he stands with Trump on trade. And it's an amazing moment here. But the momentum is clearly, clearly in Trump's favor right now. I heard a short time ago, Kamala Harris was bringing Lizzo out on the campaign trail. That's how desperate they are. There's a story today how they're really worried about Latino support for Kamala Harris. I think blowing off the Al Smith dinner was a huge mistake and offensive to a lot of people. This campaign is, and then, you know, and the best part, Linda, is, of course, when Biden and Obama are at Ethel Kennedy's funeral and they're talking to each other, and the lip syncer interprets it that Biden's saying, you know, she's not as strong as me, is she? And, you know, I mean, just you can't make this up.
Yeah. And, you know, Rich, when you hear that, it's almost like Kamala is like drag. It's almost like she's bringing people onto the campaign trail, right? That's kind of the message that we're getting. Like, she goes out and asks people, come to the campaign trail. That's not happening with President Donald J. Trump. The people that you see out there supporting him, Elon Musk, Robert Kennedy, they came to him and they said, can we be involved? So that's right. The big difference. He doesn't have to run out and say, please support me. I need help. I'm not doing well. These people are coming to him. They want to support him. And that's another big difference between him and the Harris campaign.
Yeah, the enthusiasm factor is huge.
Absolutely.
It really
absolutely.
Is. It's huge.
And you know, that dinner last night, I'm Catholic. That why, when there's so many Catholics in this country, why would you avoid that dinner? I mean, I do think that she would have never been able to give the speech. I don't think she can be self-deprecating at all.
So, no, her ego is way too bad. And that dumb Saturday Night Live style skit that they did before that, I don't know if you had a chance to see that or not with Molly Shannon.
just like a little clip, and it wasn't even funny.
No, it wasn't funny. People were offended by it, and it was, and people were like, "Well, you had time to record this, but you didn't have time to come to the dinner." I mean, it, you know, not a good look, not a good look at all. And then the other thing too, which I think is my own theory, because there was a story the other day in Politico about how the Democrat Party is a freaking mess. Whereas I've never seen the Republican Party so incredibly engaged and organized, and you know, credit to you, credit to Chairman Whatley, credit to Laura Trump for coming here and being on my show a bunch of times and everything else they're doing. And the Democrat Party, the Kamala Harris campaign, it's a disarray. And my theory, of course, is that Governor Shapiro wants to see her go down because he wants to run for president in 4 years. So he's pulling his punches here big time, I think. And look, can you blame the guy? I mean, they passed him over for VP because he's Jewish. And so I think this is a real, we have a great opportunity here. Their bad candidate, their dysfunction, and the incredible organization that's going on here at the RNC and the Trump campaign.
Well, frankly, Rich, I'm looking forward to working on Senator Vance's campaign in 2028 and putting him in the White House. So I really don't want to hear about Josh Shapiro.
You've already endorsed someone in 2028, huh?
I told him I'm ready to do for him what I'm doing for President Trump. I don't think Josh Shapiro is a good governor for Pennsylvania. I think that we have so much potential, and I don't see what anyone sees in him. So
I don't either, but definitely he's got the ambition factor, no doubt about that.
Well, yeah, but you know, we need more than that in our leaders. And this is such an amazing state. Our Commonwealth is just such a beautiful state. It's so diverse in resources and people. And we need leaders who could bring us to our full potential. So, and I've never thought it was Josh Shapiro.
Well, no, absolutely not. Now, Linda Kearns, let me ask you, what about the stories we're hearing that Pittsburgh may have the votes counted, but Philadelphia may not on election night? And when can we realistically expect that we can know?
Okay, so this is a really great question. Well, you know,
my questions are great, by the way. Just ask your mom. She'll tell you.
I will ask my mom. She's probably talking to Mama Zioli right now. Planning some type of a party for you.
They're colluding. They're both going on about how mean I am to DeSantis. Who isn't even working today, by the way? It's a Friday during election season. The guy's at a friggin' wedding. I mean, you believe this?
And he still has not signed up for protectthevote.com.
No, still hasn't watched any of my Fox News appearances either. So, you know, that guy.
It's over.
And let me say, Justin is doing a great job. Justin and Kirk are doing a great job. We don't even need DeSantis back on Monday. I'm just throwing it out there. So.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah, Powell's cool.
No, but I do like Justin and Kirk. They're awesome, too. So with the counting of the ballots, in 2020, it took them about 4.5 days in Philadelphia, and that was a really long time. So let me explain what's changed from 2020 till now. First of all, they're on track in Philadelphia to only have about half, maybe a little more than half of the mail ballots that they had in 2020. So that's going to shrink the time. Mm-hmm. Now, even if they get more than half, even if they get 3/4, still, we're looking at a shrink in time right there. Okay. That's the first thing. The second thing is they know what they're doing. You know, they've done it. We've now had several elections. They know what they're doing. They've been able to get the machines that they need, that they know work the best, that they know are the quickest. They have people who've done it before. So it's going to make it go faster. And there's a law in place that says if you took the election integrity grant from the Commonwealth, that you have to continue counting 24/7 until you're finished, meaning starting on election day at 7 a.m. and just going until you're finished. I'm going to have observers there 24 hours a day. I'm waiting for Matt DeSantis to sign up so that he can take the overnight shift. I don't know how long I'll be waiting for that. But based on all that, I don't think it's going to take as long. And I don't think that it'll be finished on election day. There's just too many ballots, but I would hope that we hear something by the end of Wednesday. But I want the voters to know, just because it's not done counting, it doesn't mean there's cheating, especially because I'm going to have lawyers and observers there watching, and I'll be in election court on election day all day. So I won't be there watching. But then when I'm finished with election court, I'll be able to actually be on hand observing. So we really have it covered. And I want voters to be confident in everything that we're doing.
Well said, my friend. Well said. All right. Protectthevote.com. Sign up today. TrumpForce47.com and SwampTheVote.com. I got it all in.
Absolutely. And have fun at my family's Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know where I'll be.
I have a hunch we'll be talking before Thanksgiving, my friend.
All right. Take care, Rich. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, Linda Kearns. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for all your hard work. As we continue along here, I got to tell you about, I mean, the Al Smith dinner last night was amazing. It was great. It was so much fun. I'm going to play some clips for you, some audio, have some thoughts for you. There's new revelations in the Jack Smith, the psycho. I'm not calling him a special counsel because he's not. He's a psycho obsessed with Trump. Well, he's unsealed some documents today. Trump is calling it exactly what it is, election interference. I'll get into that with you as well as we continue here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So please keep the conversation going as we continue along. And I'm getting a text on some of this stuff, some reaction from the Trump campaign. All right, I'll share that with you in just a moment. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, I had a great time watching the Al Smith dinner last night. Trump's hilarious. It was really, really funny. And Jim Gaffigan did a great job as the MC. He did a fantastic job. Welcome back. Glad you're here today as we get ready for the weekend. Getting ready for the weekend, baby. I've always thought Jim Gaffigan was very funny. And his impression of Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live is great. I mean, he really nails it. He's very good. But I still go back to his Hot Pockets routine as maybe one of the funniest routines in comedy. Hot Pocket. He just described eating it. I mean, I remember when the Pope came to dinner. I've not had the Pope to dinner. When the Pope came to Philadelphia, and I was in Afternoons back then, and they stocked up all this food for us. We were at our old studio in 4th and Market. This is when the Pope came to Philly, and he went, where's all the people, eh? Where'd everybody go? Because they scared everybody away. You know, there were tanks and barbed wire and tumbleweed on the streets. Everybody's like, I'm getting out of here. But they loaded up the fridge for us in the freezer at the old CBS. At the time, we were CBS Radio at 4th and Market, our studios. And the freezer was loaded up with Hot Pockets. And I just remember joking on the air about this with Dawn and Greg back then about Hot Pockets and how they're going to sustain us for the next several days until we died, you know, from eating Hot Pockets. Needless to say, I think the Hot Pockets might still be there. I don't know. We haven't been back to that studio in a long time. But I think if you open up the freezer, I'm pretty sure those Hot Pockets will be there. And they can probably survive a nuclear war or cause one in your stomach. Either way. But Gaffigan was great last night. And mocking Kamala Harris for not being there was terrific.
You know, this event has been referred to as the Catholic Met Gala. 22% of Americans identify as Catholic. Catholics will be a key demographic in every battleground state. I'm sorry, why is Vice President Harris not here?
Yep.
I mean, consider this. This is a room full of Catholics and Jews in New York City. This is a layup for the Democratic nominee. I mean, in her defense, I mean, she did find time to appear on The View, Howard Stern, Colbert, and the longtime staple of campaigning, the Call Her Daddy podcast. President Biden couldn't be here tonight. The DNC made sure of that. I'm the only one that reads history. The media has begun discussing the phenomena of secret Trump voters. I don't know if you've heard about this. People who publicly say they would never vote for Trump, but then when they go in the voting booth, they do. It's a small group. They're called the Biden family.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
The Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true. Really? It really makes you consider the power of prayer, right, Cardinal? Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed.
Oh, That's good. That is very good. Well done, Jim Gaffigan. Well done. But you got to ask yourself too, you know, why is it that her campaign would just be this dumb? You know what I mean? Why would her campaign be this dumb? And I think the big part of it is they just think they're better. You know, it's too arrogant. And what they did is she had this pre-recorded speech, which was terrible. But she did this awful, awful skit with Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live as Mary Catherine, whatever her name of the character. I mean, it's such an old joke. An old skit that she and Will Ferrell used to do, I think, years ago. Or maybe they were the cheerleaders. I forget. I don't know. All I know is that it's so old, it's not even funny anymore. It's not even relevant anymore. And it was, and I know you say, well, it's kind of a comedy night. How does it really get offensive? But apparently people were furious. Like, you didn't have time to come to the dinner. You don't have time to come to the dinner, but you do have time to film this skit. You know what I mean? And the fact that, and also, too, a lot of people were saying it was very blasphemous, too. Like, you know, like, it was kind of mocking of Catholicism. It really wasn't appropriate in a lot of ways. But, again, if it had been delivered in person, maybe it would have went over a little bit better, some of the stuff. I don't know. But it just seemed a little belittling. And I think that, you know, by saying, like, Jesus is watching and stuff, I think people were like, oof, you know, like, it was kind of tone deaf, to say the least. But here, we'll take a listen.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Who was that?
Oh, sorry, Mary Catherine Gallagher. Mary Catherine Gallagher, it's so nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary Catherine. Right now, I'm trying to record my speech for tonight's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to say that I'm Catholic, and tonight is one of the biggest dinners next to the Last Supper.
It is a very important dinner, and it's an important tradition that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I stick my fingers under my arms, and I smell them like that.
Mm.
That's gross.
So tell me something. I'm giving a speech. Do you have some thoughts about what I might say tonight?
My feelings about what you should say tonight would be best expressed in a monologue from one of my favorite made-for-TV series.
Okay, let's hear it.
Don't you see, man? We need a woman to represent us. A woman brings more heart, more compassion. And think how smart she must be to become a top contender in a field dominated by men. It's time for a woman, bro. And with this woman, we can fly.
What series was that from?
Oh, that's from House of Dragons, now streaming on HBO Max.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight.
Oh, that's great. Who?
Jesus. And maybe don't say anything.
Yeah, I think that was like people were like, a little cringeworthy.
Negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit in Detroit.
Does it bother you that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Haters gonna hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Good for you, Mary.
They're
ready.
Oh, yeah. And also remember one more thing. Don't worry if you make a mistake, because Catholic people are very forgiving. Yeah. And also, one last thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to say, superstar!
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Thank you, Mamala.
Thank you. Your Eminence and distinguished guest.
Oh.
The Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship and come together to do some good.
Painful, right? Cringeworthy painful. Cringeworthy painful. I mean, just terrible. But Trump was great. I mean, he was great. Here are some of his top five favorite joke, top five best jokes last night from a compilation here. I thought some of these were great.
You're crazy for saying that men have periods. But then I met Tim Walz. Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Does anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And he's great in those. He's great in those settings. I mean, he's funny. You know, he's a fun and he's the ultimate troll. I mean, going this weekend to work at McDonald's in Bucks County is just the greatest thing ever. It really is. I love it. I just love it. It's so funny that he's doing this. And I mean, you know, I. We're going to freaking McDonald's. Oh, this is another one. I really.
The fact is, we need new leadership in this country. Right now, we have someone in the White House who can barely talk, barely put together two coherent sentences, who seems to have mental faculties of a child, it said. Is a person that has nothing going, no intelligence whatsoever, but enough about Kamala Harris. Let's get on to something.
I'm sorry, that was funny. I think it's funny. And the coup that happened against Biden, I mean, when Gaffigan brought that up last night, I was like, you know, bravo, because we've all been saying this. You know, we've been saying this, that this was an absolute coup. I mean, they shivved the guy in the back. They replaced him. And, I mean, Gaffigan nailed it.
Yeah, this has been an interesting presidential campaign. The Democrats have been telling us Trump's reelection is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup. Ousted their democratically elected incumbent and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true.
Come on. Come on. You got to love that. You got to love that. Come on. Fantastic stuff. Very, very funny. Very funny stuff. All right. We got a lot to get to. I know. I agree. I'm seeing some of the comments. The funniest part was what he wrote, the period joke about Tim Walz. All right, well, I got to hear it one more time.
I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz.
So I got to go on Fox News Saturday night tomorrow night with Jimmy Failla. And I don't know how any of us are going to be able to follow Trump after that. You know what I mean? I have no idea how any of us are going to be able to top that. But we'll have some fun. So it'll be a good time. All right. We got more to come. Our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Mark your calendar, December 20th, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's going to be great. More Trump court documents in the Jack Smith case have been unsealed. This is ridiculous to do this so close to an election. Again, the Democrats are, yes, again, engaging in election interference. That's exactly what this is. I'll give you the details on this straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The election interference by Jack Smith is absolutely unconscionable. It's unconscionable. It really, truly is. And he's at it again, even on a Friday. Document dump Friday. Judge Chutkin unsealing things that should never have be unsealed this close to an election. Trying, purposely trying to interfere in this election. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's unbelievable. Trump campaign slams this as a witch hunt. After Jack Smith court docs are released less than 3 weeks before the election, the majority of documents remain under seal, while many of the unsealed materials have previously been released in some form. Let me read you the story here. The judge in former President Trump's federal election interference case on Friday, today, made public more documents from the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the former president just weeks before the 2024 election, like 2 weeks. Do you realize Halloween is 2 weeks from today? And Election Day is a little over 2 weeks away. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan ordered on Thursday night the additional documents be made public. The hundreds of pages of documents are Smith's appendix of exhibits in the fight over whether Trump has a level of presidential immunity that negates the charges against him. Quote, radical Democrats are hell-bent on interfering in the presidential election on behalf of lion Kamala Harris, which is over 2 weeks until Election Day. President Trump is dominating this race, and crazed liberals throughout the deep state are freaking out. As mandated by the Supreme Court's historic decision on presidential immunity and other vital jurisprudence, this entire case is a sham and a partisan, unconstitutional witch hunt that should be dismissed entirely, as should all of the remaining Democratic hoaxes. The majority of pages released to the public remains under seal and not viewed by the public. Much of the unsealed material has been previously released in some form, including transcripts by the House Select Committee on January 6th. Other documents include old Trump campaign press releases, fundraising emails, White House press conference transcripts, and news articles. In the order to release the documents, Judge Chutkan cited Trump's claim that the asymmetric release of charged allegations and related documents during early voting creates a concerning appearance of election interference. According to the judge, while there is a public interest for courts to avoid involving themselves in elections, it is in fact defendants' requested relief that risks undermining that public interest. Oh, you are so full of crap, Your Honor. That's why I couldn't be a lawyer. I'd be saying that in court. I'd be like, you're so full of crap. It'd be like my cousin Vinny. Everything that guy just said is BS. Judge goes on to say, if the court withheld information that the public otherwise had a right to access solely because of the potential political consequences of releasing it, that withholding itself could constitute or appear to be election interference. So unsealing these things 2 weeks before an election while early voting is going on, you don't think that is election interference? Give me a freaking break, lady. These Democrats are something else, huh? Palace coup against Joe Biden as they warn about the death of democracy. They scream that Trump's going to weaponize the Department of Justice while the Department of Justice is still trying to interfere in the election. I mean, they'll stop at nothing, these people. She added that the court would continue keeping political considerations out of decisions despite the defense request. Smith was then required, after the Supreme Court's immunity ruling, was required to file another indictment against Trump. Well, he wasn't required to. He could have just dropped it. He could have left it. He could have waited till after the election. But you see, he's so hell-bent on getting Trump prior to Trump. And this would be interesting, too, when Trump wins. Are they going to try to get him found guilty before Trump can pardon himself? I wonder about that. I mean, he'll be the president-elect of the United States of America, but that won't stop these people from going after him and trying to get a guilty conviction. I mean, Trump could still pardon himself, but once he becomes president, remember, you don't need a guilty verdict for a pardon, but still. It's about the, they would love the public optics, would they not, of this? They'd love the public optics of saying that you have a president of the United States who's been found guilty in federal court taking the oath of office. It would make them feel so good, these smug Democrats. It really would make them feel so good. Jack Smith wants Trump to lose. He wants Trump to go to prison. That's what he wants. And it is so shameful that this is what the guy's engaging in. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice is going after Virginia over trying to get non-citizens off their voter rolls. Non-citizens. You know, good for Governor Glenn Youngkin for pushing back on this. It's not controversial to remove self-identified non-citizens from the voter rolls. And that's what he said. He said that to Jake Tapper. He said, so let me begin with just correcting a few of the facts that you used to set this up, Jake. Actually, do we have the exchange? Kind of running out of time here. Well, put it this way. He's pushing back on this and saying, hell no, we're not going to back down on this. But the DOJ is trying everything they possibly can, everything, to go after Donald Trump and try to stop him and intervene in this election. But the good news is, I mean, I just saw another story about last night with Jim Gaffigan, and the New York Post had this story that an entire political party got murdered by Jim Gaffigan last night at the Al Smith dinner. It was great. An entire political party murdered by Jim Gaffigan. Fantastic. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful stuff. And I'm sure there'll be lots of jokes for this tomorrow night on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon. So I hope you'll be there. I hope you'll join us for that 10 p.m. If not, set your DVR. But Jim Gaffigan has gone viral. Murder of an entire political party. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Great stuff. Good work. All right, listen, have a great weekend. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Justin Kirk, thank you for doing a great job in DeSantis' stead. DeSantis, wherever you are, stay there. And we'll be back with you Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. Again, Fox News tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Thank you so much for listening. Get those voter registrations done. Get the votes in, please. Don't mess around with this. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.